Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have two guests with us that are calling in on the telephone from Bristol, Virginia. They're actually calling from Universal Fibers. We have Bentley Park, who's president and CEO, and Bill Goodman, who's vice president of sales and marketing. I appreciate you guys spending time with our listeners this morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you.
Well, the reason that I thought it'd be good to talk to you is, you know, our listeners probably haven't heard much about Universal in a while. Why don't you give us a quick overview of who the company is?
Okay. Well, Universal Fibers, we primarily produce fibers for the carpet industry. About two-thirds of our business is in the commercial carpet arena and one-third in the automotive carpet business. We do a small amount in industrial fibers, but those two market segments are our primary business. We are predominantly a solution dyed manufacturer. In fact, we're one of the innovators in that field, and we hold a large market share globally in the solution dyed nylon, polyester, and PPE carpet fibers.
You know, I toured your facility about a year and a half ago, and I know that color is a key part of your business. I mean, you spend a lot of time making sure that the color you provide your customers is accurate, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we're very proud of the precision and the accuracy of being able to repeat colors from lot to lot. And we're probably the only producer out there that can guarantee a mergeable product. And what that means is, from lot to lot, the colors are interchangeable. So we're very proud of that. But we're also very proud of the portfolio of colors that we're able to offer. We offer more than 300 colors on a standard basis, and we're very proud of that, being the leaders in the industry.
And so when it comes to nylon, I think the majority of the fibers that you extrude are nylon, and you make both 6/6 and 6 nylon, don't you?
Yes, we do. The nylon 6/6 fiber is, the majority of that is focused towards the commercial carpet arena. And the nylon 6 fiber is focused towards the automotive carpet arena.
Okay.
We do see the polyester fibers growing, though, both in commercial and in automotive applications.
And aren't you glad that you, I mean, as we look at this current economic situation we're in, aren't you glad that a majority of your business is on the commercial side of the business?
Well, yes, we are. Certainly right now, we don't think we're going to be insulated from that forever if the you know, if the economy continues to erode, but right now we're certainly fortunate.
Well, one of the things we want to talk about in this interview is your whole EarthSmart technology. Can you give us a breakdown on what that is?
Well, Kemp, this is Bill Goodman. Let me take some time to talk to you about EarthSmart technology and what that means to our business and also to the industry. EarthSmart technology is a new initiative within our business as we look forward towards stewardship by innovation. And what that really means is we are taking our total sustainable initiatives that we have within our business and putting them under the umbrella of EarthSmart technology. Our company has, for the past decade, been very active in bringing sustainable products to the industry, specifically to the commercial carpet segment, with our post-industrial content fibers, which have the highest recycled content in the industry. We've learned from that experience and are now advancing that technology into new innovation that encompasses not only our manufacturing processes and our equipment capabilities that are under this umbrella, more recently advanced innovation with the post-consumer recycled content fibers that we're developing. So EarthSmart technology is all about sustainability, about innovation, and using our processes, equipment, and capabilities to take new products to the market that offers a sustainable green story to the industry.
So it's the umbrella brand name for all of your sustainable initiatives that cover the way you make the product and actually some of the products that you make. One of the products you make that we've covered in the magazine is this post-consumer recycled nylon 6/6, which is a subset of this whole umbrella EarthSmart technology, isn't it?
It is, Kemp. It is one of our newest breakthroughs in the innovation under this umbrella of EarthSmart technology. And that capability has been fostered through our R&D people, and we're very excited about this breakthrough, what it will mean to the industry, what it will mean to reducing waste into landfills, our capability to bring the sustainable message to and story to the industry.
Bill, why don't you give us kind of a feel for how this whole nylon 6/6 post-consumer technology evolved?
Yes, Kemp. The evolution of our post-consumer nylon 6/6 fiber evolved from work that we have conducted with some of our partners in the industry, in this case specifically Interface, where they have been able to supply raw materials to us from post-consumer carpet that we have been able to advance our innovation and technology to process through our facilities and the technology that we have developed that's giving us that capability.
Yeah, I think you actually are using a brand name for that now called Refresh Fibers, is that right?
That is correct.
And
we have named this product Refresh Fibers.
And when you first came out with this, I think you were limited to a few dark colors, but you've actually been able to refine this process, and now I think you have, what, up to 25 different colors that you're able to produce out of this post-consumer nylon 6/6. Is that right?
That is correct. The exciting news that we're bringing to the marketplace and that will follow a very similar evolution with the post-consumer products as we had in the past with our post-industrial products is one in which the color range will expand. We've been able to leverage our technical experience and knowledge around post-industrial to help us leverage that experience with post-consumer. And we have been able to go from a single black color now to a very nice color palette of 25 colors. That includes some very bright accent yarns that are quite intriguing and impressive from a color aesthetics point of view.
And up to this point, a lot of this fiber has been sold, I guess, through Interface and through their sister division, Bentley Print Street. Is that right?
That is correct. We'll see those 25 colors and new products that they're going to be introducing to the marketplace.
And business is good with Universal right now. I mean, your year-over-year growth has been, pretty substantial, hadn't it?
Yeah, we embarked on a strategy 3 or 4 years ago to grow the business, and there are several different tenets around that. Probably the one that's borne the most fruit recently is geographic growth. We opened a plant in Thailand a couple of years ago, and in March of this year we opened a plant in Taixing, China.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? So just recently you've expanded into mainland China?
That's correct. We started investigating China about a year and a half ago, and we made the decision approximately a year ago to build a facility in Taixing, which is about 30 miles outside of Shanghai, and we just recently opened that, had the initial opening ceremonies for that facility in March about a month ago. So we're very excited about that. That plant will be able to produce for both the commercial carpet and for the automotive market.
So when you look at Universal Fibers now, you have your plant in Bristol, Virginia, and then you have a plant in Taiwan and then one in mainland China. Is that the three plants?
The plant is in Thailand.
Thailand, okay.
But those three facilities, that is correct.
Okay. With this mainland China plant, will you be servicing primarily the domestic Chinese carpet market, or will you be making fibers that will also be exported?
We will be serving the Asia Pacific market from that facility. So certainly primary China be a interest for us, primarily because of the growth there in both automotive and commercial carpet applications. But any of our current customers that we're supplying Bristol today in the future, we will transfer that supply over to our China facility.
I see. Okay. So as we started, when we first started this interview, we talked about how you really focus on color. When you're talking to our listeners, you know, which most of our listeners are in the flooring business, you know, downstream, how do you like to position Universal? You know, kind of what is your, other than color, what do you think your strengths are?
Well, I think Bill hit on it a little bit earlier. Our primary strength is innovation. We feel that we are the innovators, not only in color, precision of replicating color, and that sort of thing, but in any application that provides innovation or newness to a fiber. Certainly the environmental story that that we're building is a very strong application for that, but also other additives that we're able to put in into our fibers, whether they're nylon fibers or polyester fibers, we feel like that we're the industry leaders.
I appreciate you all talking to our listeners this morning, and we've been talking to Universal Fibers. We've been talking actually to Bentley Park, the president and CEO, and Bill Goodman, vice president of sales and marketing, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.